Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. My name is Miguel Garcia. And as you very well know, I'm barely Mexican. Today is currently Thanksgiving. It is 10:11 p.m. at night. I was hoping to get this episode out sooner. Honestly, I'm a little behind schedule. These past 2 weeks have been super crazy with work and everything. Like, I literally did not get a day off this week. Like, I still have to go to work tomorrow and everything like that, and so it's just been super crazy and super, like, I've been all over the place. I had originally started another episode which should be coming out sometime soon. I literally have so much time off next week that I'm going to take in. The past 2 weeks have been so crazy. And I was supposed to have at least two other episodes coming out. One where I answer uncomfortable questions and things like that, and I have to answer them truthfully. And then another one I'm supposed to be teaming up with a friend of mine. So that's all in the works. We're still trying to figure everything out. But as of right now, I just want to talk about, I had such a good day today. And it kind of really made me open my eyes. Like, it started off kind of rough. So, or it kind of got a little shaky in the middle, but we were able to pull it back in. And I had such a good time and everything like that. So, today, Thanksgiving, is, I don't know, like, it's just such a important holiday, I feel like, just because you get together with your family and friends and everything like that. And so, with that being said, I hope everyone is being safe and everything like that and not doing anything they're not supposed to, or whatever. But, I don't know, they're saying don't travel, and then they're traveling for the holidays. Like, I think our governor literally just went to Hawaii for the holidays. So literally left us in limbo. So that kind of sucks. Like, literally shut down like 2-3 major grocery stores here in town, and then like also several other ones statewide, and then just decided to dip. So that was fun. That was nice. It's been let's be honest. Every time I check somebody out, like, at work and scanning them out and everything like that, they go, we're just trying to avoid Walmart, and the lines are, like, 3 hours long, and I'm just like, I could never wait 3 hours, mostly because I don't have the patience or the attention span, so I'd probably forget why I was even there in the first place, or get hungry and then just leave. But I ended up having a really good Thanksgiving. I spent it kind of split up with, I went in from 6 o'clock till 1, and then we got paid a little extra if we worked today, so that was nice. I'm excited for that paycheck. And I literally, like, was so tired when I got off of work. There was a bit of an incident. I'll get into that later, I guess. It wasn't really an incident. Like, they just went off on me over two packets of gravy. And I was like, okay, happy Thanksgiving, have a good day, like, why are you still here? And they just, like, they're like, go ahead and do your job. And I was like, okay, go away, like, well, my bad, made a mistake. So that was fun. That was nice. So that, like, kind of really pissed me off. And I didn't react. I was pretty proud of myself because I didn't really react. That's a lie, I reacted. Everyone knows I reacted. I reacted so hard. And so, yeah, it was a day. So then after that, I went and met up with my aunt on my dad's side, Maria. I don't know what I'm supposed to call her. I don't know if I'm supposed to call her, like, Tia Maria. I don't know if I'm supposed to call her. This whole situation is so new to me. We've been in contact, I guess, the beginning of this pandemic. And so I'm just, and everything like that, or maybe even before then, it was, It was right before my birthday, I think, is when we, like, maybe a month or two before my birthday is when we started to, like, they had reached out to me and were like, "Hey, how are you doing?" and things like that. So, I don't know if I'm supposed to have a nickname for them. I mean, I don't really have nicknames for my aunts. I just call them all Thea. So I don't know. So I don't know. It's weird. Maybe I'm just overthinking it. Because everyone seems to have a nickname over there. I got called White over there. I was a little offended, but it is what it is. And so, anyways, what was I saying? I wasn't really offended. It didn't bother me. I'm like pasty AF. Well, yeah, I'm pasty. Like, I have a farmer's tan. Like, I can brown easily when I go out in the sun, but like, I don't ever really wear shorts ever because I have chicken legs. So it looks like I sat on a chicken and then just the chicken's lifting me up. But yeah, they said I was pasty. And I was like, okay. I was like, now I know how Cindy feels. Other than that, like, we were really busy at work. And so after that, I came home, I changed, I showered, took a horse bath real quick, went over, and we had a good time. We were catching up. We were talking about like crazy stuff that was happening and things like that. And you know, they made me feel very welcome there, which I'm very grateful for because I was a little nervous, a little hesitant to go, just because I was just like, I was just like, it's a holiday. I'm gonna say something stupid. I was like, they're just gonna never speak to me again. And I don't know why I do this. I don't know why I'm so quick to just like, I don't know. Like, I just assume that they're not gonna like me for some reason, and then they do, and we get along fine, and we end up having great times. So last time we hung out, we were drinking, we had a great time. And everything like that. And, you know, it's just, they made me feel very welcome right away, and not very. So I got, like, I don't know, it was just a good day. So then I stayed for a little bit. Me and my aunt caught up and everything like that. And then we left to, and then I left from there to my mom's house to spend some time with my mom. And we had a good time there and everything. Ate some more turkey and stuff. I'm honestly full. I'm so like, and then like, I only stayed with my mom for a couple of hours, if that. We were watching. Oh, excuse me. What were we watching? We were watching Infinity War. But then, like, I was falling asleep, and my head was like pounding, like, really bad. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go. So then I left, came home, took maybe like an hour and a half nap, woke up, my head's still pounding. I drank some water, and for the most part, it went away. So I think I was just dehydrated. So drink your water, kids. Eat your vegetables. Don't do drugs. And yeah, so now here we are talking to you about Thanksgiving. But no, like this whole day's just like made me like just opened up my eyes, and I'm super excited about everything. Like, I'm super excited about my work. I'm super proud of my work. I'm kind of proud of where I work. I mean, it's not necessarily perfect, but at the end of the day, I'm good at what I do. Like, I was pretty surprised that I had gotten some positive feedback recently, because I've been balancing, like, kind of been bouncing around from store to store, just helping out the other stores. And, you know, I mean, it's crazy. It's retail, you know, it's the holidays. We need help. And so I've been bouncing around, and I legit just like, I legit just, you know, it's my train of thought. I heard a weird noise, and I was my train of thought. So, and I've been grateful. And so I got some positive feedback from all of the stores. And here I was thinking, like, I was like, oh no, I'm not doing enough, or, you know, I've messed up everything, or, you know, like, I've made my mistakes or whatever. And so I just assumed, like, they didn't like me. But no, one of the stores is actually very happy that I'm going back and forth, and I'm happy to help, and stuff. So I was super proud about that, I was able to get that positive feedback, because I was like, okay. I was like, maybe I'm not as bad as I thought. So that was a nice little boost in my ego, and in my confidence when it came to work, because I was always just assuming like something's wrong. And 9 times out of 10, something usually is wrong. But we'll figure it out. And so I had such a good day today. And then when I went and they just made me feel so welcome and so invited, such a good, like, I don't know, it's such a good feeling. I felt like family. Like, I legit, like, it didn't feel as if I was estranged forever, you know? Like, it was like, I mean, is that the word? Is that the right word? Estranged, long lost? Like, you know, like, yeah, I guess the word is estranged, right? I think so. I don't know. I'm not a dictionary. I could look it up if I wanted to, but I'll get distracted. So yeah, like, you know, like, it didn't feel like I was estranged or, you know, like, or anything like that. Like, it didn't really feel like any time was lost. It was a little awkward because by the time I got there, I was the only one eating. Which, I mean, at the end of the day, it's fine. Like, I'm not picky about it, but it was just like, it felt like everybody was watching me eat. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna stop. Because I am what we call a slob and inhale my food. Sorry. I keep losing my train of thought. Yeah, so it was very nice to feel included. I was telling them about all the crazy stuff, like rude customers that we've been getting a lot of rude customers lately, and it's been ridiculous. But I mean, I guess it's just, I mean, the tensions are high here in New Mexico. I mean, we're basically on lockdown again. And everything like that. Our numbers just keep getting higher and higher. So I don't know. Everyone's freaking out. And they're just kind of taking it out on retail workers. So it is what it is. But at the end of the day, like, I don't know. I'm happy to be where I am when it comes to work. I love my coworkers. I mean, I get along with everyone fairly decently. I don't really necessarily have issues with anybody. And I mean, they also feel like family. Like, we joke around, we laugh, we talk, you know, we argue. I don't think we've ever actually argued with my coworkers. I'm sure my coworkers don't want to argue with me because I'm hella annoying. So they're just like, okay, kid, shut the fuck up. But yeah, there's that. And I don't know, like, it just felt so nice. The only thing that did suck is I didn't get to see my grandma today because of everything that's going on here in town. You know, she's living with her sister, and her sister didn't really want her going out, so I wasn't able to see her, but I'll be able to hear her next week. And everything like that. So I'm just super proud. I don't know, it just felt so nice to go and feel so welcome. I was texting Daniel and LaVey, and I was just like, I don't know, like, I don't know how this is gonna be. Like, there's gonna be family and friends, and they have all this history together, and they're gonna be getting along. And here I am, and I don't know what it is, you know. Like, it was just like, I can, and then here I just go, like, jumping right in, and I did, you know, I just jumped right in, and I was explaining some things. They were telling me that my aunt's house is haunted, which is nice because I think my apartment is haunted, so we're not alone. And like, they were just telling me ghost stories and stuff, and they're like, do you believe in ghosts? And we were talking about things like that, and so it was nice. Definitely made me feel included, which was very, like, you know, like, I wasn't how I usually am when I first meet somebody, just like awkward and weird and just like sitting in the corner wishing I was dead. And oh my God, the food was so good, so delicious. So she had some macaroni and cheese, and it was so good, but there wasn't very much left, so I didn't want to get more. If someone wanted more, I don't know. Like, it just really opened up my mind that I mean, there's no reason to, you know, like, yeah, they have that history and stuff because, you know, I mean, they're family, but I'm family as well, and I'm very excited about it. I'm very open to the possibilities of the relationship. Relationships, I'm gonna say, that are bound to happen. And I'm also very happy for the relationships that I have with, you know, with my current, like with my mom and with my little brother and my grandma, and they're currently moving and starting a new chapter in their life. So I'm pretty excited for them about that. A little nervous because my mom and my grandma don't always get along. So we'll see how that goes. I'm probably going to be getting a lot of phone calls to go and deal with one or the other. Probably my mom telling me to deal with my grandma. It's always how that goes. She's like, go get your grandma. I'm just like, okay. But, you know, I'm excited. You know, we're all going to be closer together. It's going to be easier for us to all get together and things like that. And we'll see where this goes. And I'm very appreciative of my friends, too, throughout all of this. Like, they were so supportive of me when I was telling them about, like, my insecurities and stuff. Like, I was just like, I don't know. Like, I was just like this. I was like, I think about them, and it just makes me, like, really sad. You know, because, like, I mean, as we all know, my father wasn't there. Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair. God, it was a throwback. It was a reference to Austin Powers, if you... Oh, yeah, youngins who didn't know, don't look it up. It's a dumb song. You know, like, I was like, I don't know, like, I was just like, I think about them, and I was like, it makes me really sad because it makes me wonder, like, you know, why weren't we closer sooner, like, and things like that. But I just don't necessarily think that it was time. And I think right now it's a good time, you know, like, I started a new job, you know, and new things, and you know, I just turned 25, and so I'm looking forward to, like, a new and exciting chapter in my life. And it just feels good, you know? Like, I have good health as far as I know. As far as I can tell. I mean, there's some things I'm a little concerned about, but we'll see. You know, I'm very thankful that I'm able to wake up, get out of bed, go to work, you know, go help my family where I can and everything like that. So it's just very nice to... it's just very nice, like, and we had kind of like a touching moment because they were telling me, well, how did you end up like meeting up with your aunt? And I was like, honestly, I was like, y'all, this is because we were like talking about ghosts and stuff, and so, and I'm not sure if I mentioned it here on the podcast or not, but when my so I kept having dreams about my dad, and I kept having, like, they were, and I would wake up, like, crying because they would just make me so sad, and so there was one specific dream, that I had that was, like, that, like, so, I don't know if you guys really believe that dreams have meaning or whatever, if dreams can predict the future or whatever, or things like that. I personally do, mostly because I was raised to believe that. It's in the Bible. It, you know, was it Joseph? I think it was Joseph who's interpreting dreams. There's several others who are interpreting dreams in the Bible. So it's out there. I mean, to be honest, the Bible isn't necessarily the best basis of belief sometimes, but, like, I mean, you can't wear mixed fibers. So sorry, Jesus. But it's definitely something I do believe in. And so in my dream, I was on a boat, and it was like a little sailboat. And a storm had came, and it had knocked me off, and I was in the water, and I was sinking. And as I was sinking, I wasn't drowning, I was just sinking. And as I was sinking, in the reflection of the water, I could see, you know, my friends and family's faces, you know, my best friends and everyone I loved, and cherished. And so I got, and then so as I started sinking further, I ended up seeing my dad, and he was just like, hey, sorry, I couldn't be there for you, basically, and he was just like, sorry, I'm trying not to cry right now, he was just like, but I left you in good hands. He was just like, I left you with the people you needed to be with. And so one day, like, so the next day, like, I tell my grandma, like, yeah, I've been having weird dreams about my dad and stuff. And So, like, my grandma on my mom's side has always wanted me to have a relationship with my father. She was the one who was always trying to force me to, not necessarily force me, but she was definitely the one that was just like, talk to him, be kind to him, forgive him and things like that. And when you're younger, you don't necessarily want to hear that. You're kind of like, no, forget him and all this other stuff. But she, she was definitely the reason I had the contact that I did have with my dad, which I'm grateful for as well, because that also taught me several lessons and I think has made me, I want to say, a kinder person. I don't know, I've been told I'm not necessarily so kind sometimes, but at the same time, so I was like telling my grandmama, and so she was just like, well, why don't you just go to the gravesite, and why don't you just, talked to him. She was just like, have you been to the grave? And I said, no, I hadn't been to the grave since he was buried. And at that point, I think at this point, it's been like 5 years. May he rest in peace. So I had went and I was, and so I prayed. So he's buried right next to his mom, and then I guess there's someone else buried there, like his sister, one of his sisters, and like a niece, is buried there. And so I said a prayer for the whole family, or like the whole little plot, and everything like that. And I talked to him. I let some of it out. I was like standing there crying, and things like that. But after I did that, I felt like such a relief and and such a, I like a weight had been lifted off of my shoulder. I had said some things to him that I wasn't able to say to him while he was alive. And so I hope that he hears him. I don't know if you guys believe in stuff like that. I definitely do. And I hope he can hear me. I hope he, he's looking down and he's proud of me. And so then after that, like not even a week later, one of my dad's sisters finds me on Facebook. And I've had a Facebook before. Like, so there was a time where, I mean, last year, Black Friday, or no, 2 years ago, Black Friday, I had gone off and everything like that, and I had deleted it. So I'd gone off like a year. Like, I think I'd gone on like almost a full year with no Facebook. So then I restarted one, and I at that point, I had had it for a while and everything. And then so not even like a week later, one of his sisters finds me, and then I guess she lets everybody else know that I am there. And then so I end up getting like a friend request from like a whole bunch of different people. A lot of them, not gonna lie, I don't necessarily remember. Sorry about it. But the only way I knew was like, okay, if they're friends with the sisters, because at the end of the day, the sisters are mostly what I remember. And so I was like, okay, if they're friends with their sisters, they're probably family. And so yeah, I would, I would add them or whatever. And then so this aunt, her name's Maria. Maria, she would, my tia Maria. Oh, that kind of rhymes. She reached out to me, and we met up for lunch, and we talked, and we had a conversation, and then we met up again, and then we like it had been several months before we had met up, and then like 3 weeks ago, she was having a little get together. And she invited me, and then we had, and then I had, what's it called? Was I saying? Oh, and then today. So, and at first I was a little hesitant today because, the last time we had hung out, we were like, oh, it's been like, there's no need for us to go through like these long periods of time without us talking and stuff and things like that. And then we didn't speak for like 2 weeks, but I mean, both of us were going through some like crazy stuff, with her on her family, and then me trying to balance work and life and just breathe and be a human being and learn how to be an adult. So that was nice, and we had a good time, and everything like that. So I'm very grateful for that. And my friends who were just like, when I was freaking out, they're just like, you're stupid, stop freaking out, you're dumb. Like obviously you get along with her and everything like that. So I'm pretty grateful for that. I'm pretty grateful for my friends and my family, and the people who've always looked out for me. There's several people who I haven't mentioned that I'm very grateful for. They know who they are, and stuff, and just the friends I've made along the way, the people who keep me in check. It's not easy to keep me in check. Not many people can keep me in check. People have tried, but to actually put me in my place and to keep me in my place is a different story. So it's just like I'm grateful for the people who are willing to stick by me and put up with me and listen to me and everything like that. So I hope you guys had a blessed Thanksgiving. That's all I have for now, and it's currently 10:30 p.m., and I'm pretty sure I'm annoying my neighbors with my paper-thin walls. So that's all I have for now. Thank you for everything. God bless, and y'all have a good night.